Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestavilius, Excellence in Marketing. Today, I'd like to talk about two things that I believe are interrelated, and one is perfectionism, and the other is minimalism. So I am a recovering perfectionist, even though for most of my life, I didn't believe or ever admit that I was one. It wasn't until I became a foster parent, and this was before I was assigned a child. I ended up with a little boy. He was 5 and 6 years old when I had him, but this was when I was being approved for the process. And the social worker was at my home, and we were doing one of the final walkthroughs, and we were talking about different things and some last-minute things that needed to be changed. I had a swing outside, and she said that that could be dangerous, that little fingers could get caught in the side. And I said, all right. And then my fireplace had to be covered and secured. And I said, would somebody climb into the fireplace and try to go up? And they said, you never know. So we were walking around, and something I said, and I don't recall now what it was that made her say this, but she said to me, Connie, you know that you're a perfectionist. The children that we place in foster homes won't ever be able to live up to your expectations. And immediately I was defensive, and I said, no, no, I'm not a perfectionist. And she said something nice after, you know, she didn't want to, you know, labor the point. But after she left, I thought, this person is a professional at what she does. She works with many people. She's working with children that are coming from dysfunctional and, you know, very disturbing situations most of the time. And I thought, I need to believe that she knows what she's talking about, and I have to take a closer look at myself. I have to go inward for this. And I thought about it, and it was hard for me to do this. It was a very difficult process, because I realized the more I thought about it over the next few days that I had been a perfectionist with so many things, and it had also kept me from achieving very much in my life, because if it wasn't going to be perfect, I wasn't going to give it a try. So right then, I started making some small shifts, but I didn't understand mindset, and I didn't understand so many things at that point in my life. I was younger. So I came online, fast forward to the time that I come online, and again, there were things that I was not doing. I wasn't doing my writing. I wasn't doing a podcast. I wasn't doing videos. I wasn't doing a lot of things because I couldn't get them just right. I wanted to do it right. And saying that I wanted to do it right was saying I wanted it perfect before I would do it. So I had to let go of that. And now I've let go of perfectionism in such a major way. So I'll share with you that 2 years ago, I was trying to think when it was, 2 years ago, I bought a new car. And it's very exciting. You bring the car home and, you know, you show it to friends and family and neighbors comment on it, that kind of thing. And it wasn't a fancy sports car or anything like that. But, you know, I loved it very much. And within a couple of days, 2 or 3 days, a friend of mine went with me. We were picking up a wall grandfather clock. So it's a small grandfather clock, and it weighs about, I want to say about 25 to 30 pounds. And he went with me and got it into the car and everything into the back seat. And when he took it out and was bringing it into the house, he lost his grip on it a little bit. And as I turned to see and was hoping, no, no, don't let it crash to the ground, it dropped on the hood of my car. And it made a dent, of course. But the clock was all right. He saved the clock because it was wrapped up. It had some packaging on it. And immediately he began to apologize profusely. Oh, I'm so sorry. Look what I've done. He said, you know, get an estimate, get it fixed, and I'll pay for it. And I said, no. I said, I think I'm going to keep the dent. And he was puzzled. And I said, I want it to remind me of the lack of importance I place on perfection. That dent will be a constant reminder to me that things aren't always perfect. Even if something starts out perfect, it may not stay perfect. and that imperfections, ever so slight or ever so large, are okay. And almost every day, so I have to be on the passenger side of the car outside to see the dent, because it's on that side, but almost every day, I will see that dent, and I smile, because I think about my car that I still love so much. It's just the perfect car for me at this point in my life. It does everything that I need it to do. It's so much fun to drive and everything, and it's okay that that car isn't perfect. So I want you to think about perfectionism and yourself as a possible perfectionist, and what are you not experiencing in life? What are you not doing because you want to wait until you get it right? And when I work with clients, I mentor a small group of people every year, it breaks my heart to see them not moving forward because they're not willing to have those imperfections in their business, in the products they create, in the membership sites, in the articles they write, the ebooks, the regular books, all these things. So really step back from yourself and try to look inside. And you can do that. We can be objective with ourselves if we work on that and focus on that and see what you're doing, because your results tell the whole story. If you're not getting the results that you want and deserve and need in your business, then there are things that you need to shift. It's all on us. It's not anybody else's doing or fault, or the fault of the economy or the fault of the pandemic. It's because we are doing something in a way that isn't allowing it to happen. And I believe perfectionism is a huge one for this. So the next topic I want to talk about is minimalism. I don't know if you do affirmations, but I want you to say to yourself on a regular basis, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Because you are, and I am, and we all are. And minimalism fits into all of this, because we don't need so much stuff. We really don't. So I'm going to read you just the first paragraph of a new post that I'm writing over at ConnieReaganGreen.com. The title is Becoming Minimalist. At some point in my life, I realized I had become a minimalist. I preferred to have less stuff and more people, places, and experiences as part of my overall life experience. But over this past year, a long and tedious one for all of us in some ways, I began accumulating more stuff once again. Perhaps it made me feel better to have new shoes or another table. I justified it in all kinds of ways, saying that I was doing my part to boost up the economy and to keep people working. But the truth, at least for me, is that I am enough. New clothes or jewelry or furniture have nothing to do with who I am as a human being in this world. Becoming minimalist is a choice, and one that deserves to be explored before you make up your mind on the direction you will take. So think about your actions, because our actions are everything. Be sure to go over to my Action Habits Challenge. Sign up. It's no cost. ActionHabitsChallenge.com. And our actions, our habits make the difference. And have you been accumulating too much physical stuff? Doesn't have to be physical. What about digital stuff? I've accumulated so much private label rights content over the years. But to my benefit, I use it almost every single day. In fact, in the article that I just read you the first paragraph of, I have some wonderful, wonderful PLR that I'll be using to add to it. And I have a full report that's PLR, private label rights content, that I'll use as a content upgrade. So people will read my post, and then they'll be able to download the entire report. But are you accumulating too much digital stuff? So think about this. So how do these two things work together? If you're a perfectionist, there is no PLR, private label rights content, on the planet that's good enough for you. I've had clients tell me that they don't even buy PLR anymore for their topic because they would have to rewrite it completely. And in the beginning, I didn't question this. I thought, well, they're an expert in the topic, and they know better than the person who did the research and wrote the PLR article, because PLR is written by people that are highly educated and who do a whole lot of research, more research than I do even for my books. So it is well written, or I don't recommend it. So anybody that I'm recommending their PLR, be sure to take a look, because it's well written. And I started questioning it because I was not questioning them, but I started questioning it because I thought, well, isn't there enough of that article, or, you know, whatever it is they've purchased, report or something that they could use? The people that are successful among those who I mentor are people that will take PLR on their topic that they are an expert in, and they'll go in and they'll rewrite one or two paragraphs or a sentence or two here or there. And other than that, they realize that it is enough. So not only are we enough, but work that we do is enough. So these are just some things to think of. With perfectionism, something else I'll share with you, I have a tiny little chip on one of my front teeth. Now, I know that it's there, and if I touch my fingertip to it, I know, I can feel it. But even if someone was very, very close to my face, I don't know that they would see that. And I could have had it filed down. I could have had something done to it over the years, but I didn't. Why? Well, I finally decided that imperfection is another reminder to me that I am enough. Perfect teeth don't make me more. So I think these are interesting concepts. And I just wanted to share this with you today. I would love, as always, to hear your thoughts on these topics. And I would like for you to share with me how you feel about perfection, if that's something you're striving for, or if you're like what I recommend striving for excellence, not perfection. Perfection is in the eye of the beholder. And just like when I was doing real estate appraisal for 20 years, and we would go to a home, we would do the appraisal, we'd be there sometimes a couple of hours, we'd do a big write-up. When we drove away from the home that day, the perfect state that we were appraising the value of the property on, and sometimes it was commercial or industrial property, it wasn't always a house, but that was only good at that moment, because I always knew that the moment I drove away down the street and turned the corner and went back to the freeway, that a tree could have fallen on the house, there could be an earthquake, there could be a fire, someone driving the opposite way on the street, passing me on the way back, could have lost control and driven into the front of the house. Any kind of thing like that is possible. So perfection is at a moment, and if you strive for excellence, you'll do so much better in everything that you're doing. And think about becoming minimalist. What is it you don't need so much of? My way of fighting ongoing clutter and stuff is to give away things right and left. I re-gift. I encourage re-gifting. And it's fun for me to go around the house and look for a book that I no longer love, that I read maybe once or twice, and know that I won't read again, and I can share that with someone else. Or all kinds of things. And I won't give you examples. They're just too numerous to talk about here. But I believe that we can all achieve greatness in our life by letting go of perfectionism, by becoming minimalist, and by developing habits that will serve us throughout each day. I am Connie Reagan Green. Please visit me at ConnieReaganGreen.com or connect with me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. And I would love to know more about you.